Blog Talk Radio.
Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving unto your holy and to your righteous name. Father God, we confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission and anywhere we have come short of your glory, and we thank you for your faithfulness to forgive us and to cleanse us, Father, when we confess our sins. So we bless you, Father God. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, and we are truly rejoicing in it because it is a day that you have made. Thank you for the opportunity to serve in your kingdom. Father God, we pray your blessings upon each and every one of us on this morning, every family represented, or listening audience around the globe. Father, we pray a special blessing upon us, and we thank you, Father, that you are the blessor. Father, we thank you for the woman of God who will be coming forth on this morning, Father God, to speak what thus saith the Lord in this season. God, we thank you for her and everything that she represents. We say thank you for being a prayer answering God. Father, you said if your people called by your name would humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, that you would hear, answer, and heal. And we thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ is King, Jesus is Lord. We thank you for the gift of the precious Holy Spirit. We thank you for the body of Christ, the power of your word. Father, in all things, we do give you praise. We thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for this platform, which has held steady, Father God, for the last 13 years and still moving forward to promote the name of Jesus and to lift Jesus up higher, higher, and higher. So, Father God, we know that your word will never return into your void. It will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. We give you advanced praise for the souls that will be won, Father, by the word going forth on today. Thank you for all the backsliders reclaimed. Thank you for the weak saying they're strong. Thank you for the revival, the renewal, Father God, enlightening the eyes of our understanding. So, Father God, we pray that you will anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, our hearts to receive and our spirits to obey. And we will forever give your name the praise. We bind every spirit of interference or interruption that will try to break up the word from not going forth on today, Father. And we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. Father, we commit this service into your hands, and we ask that you would have your way, for truly you are the potter, and we are the clay. Mold us and make us after your will while we are waiting, yielded and still. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. Matthew chapter number 21, verse number 9. Glory be to God. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. We want to say welcome, 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 welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries for our Sunday fellowship service. And we are so glad that you are here with us on today. This is a day that the Lord God, he has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is so great and so greatly to be praised. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I'm your host on this morning. And we want to especially welcome all of our first time listeners around the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. Please have a seat. Amen. Join in with us, because there is no time and distance in the spirit. So guess what? We are all in the same room. Amen. Glory be to God. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We want you to know that this is a platform that we meet on 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at 6 a.m. in the morning, and then Sundays at 12. And you are always welcome to come and keep on coming back. You can visit our archives at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. Amen. And listen to a vast inventory of teachings, preachings, and exhortations. Amen. Visit our website at lifewordjesusamen.org and find out more about our ministry. We are so happy today. Amen. We have with us a powerful woman of God. Amen. Dr. Victoria J. Warner. Amen. Is coming this morning. Amen. To speak what thus saith the Lord to our souls. Dr. Warner has served the Lord in multiple capacities and ministry offices, including Sunday school superintendent, head deaconess, evangelist, Bible school teacher, TV producer, and host of the Ordinary People, Extraordinary God TV broadcast. She is an intercessory prayer warrior, lay pastor, cell group leader, Christian counselor, co-founder of Clergy Women of African Descent of Philadelphia, director of Additions Ministry, Bridging the Gap, associate pastor, and pastor of two churches. She has also been used by the Lord to establish 3 Bible institutes in affiliation with Chesapeake Bible College and Seminary, 2 located in Philadelphia and 1 located in Coatesville, Pennsylvania. Dr. Warner is a certified pastoral counselor. She has earned her undergraduate and graduate degrees in biblical studies. And she was also honored to be awarded an honorary doctorate in biblical studies. As a registered nurse, she has worked for over 20 years in the psychiatric nursing. In the year 2004, Dr. Warner added a completely different aspect of ministry by being blessed to become an author of several books and also to become a registered book publisher, able to assist other authors to bring forth their vision in writing. She was one of the authors honored at the 2006 Kappa Alpha Phi Literary Conference, which took place in Washington, D.C. She is also known as September Summer. Throughout all of her years of ministry and in all of the ways that the Lord has chosen to use Dr. Warner, there has been one particular thread in her heart in every role. That is the word relationship, the very foundation of all her work for the Lord. In brief, the mission statement of her life is, quote,
Our ministry vision is to see lives transformed and made whole, body, soul, and spirit, by the power and love of God through a personal and intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and healthy, wholesome relationships with family and others. To God be all of the glory and all of the honor. Dr. Victoria J. Warner. And it is my pleasure to introduce this powerful woman of God, amen, to some of you. Glory be to God that we may be hearing her for the first time. Glory be to God, and it won't definitely be the last. Amen. Introduce her to some of you. Present her to the others. Amen. As she comes. Amen. So let us receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities. We're going to pray one more song, and then the next voice you will hear at the conclusion of the song will be our Dr. Victoria J. Warner. Amen, amen, and amen.
Would you just slip one hand up and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now lay your hands on yourself. For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive his glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord,
God. God bless you, Apostle, and radio listeners. I am so truly blessed to have this opportunity to share and talk about a crucial topic and a charge that's given to every born-again believer. We do so honor God. Amen. The Father, Jesus, the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit. Father, we just pray that you will have your way, encourage the hearts and minds of your people today. God, we pray that we will be edified, the devil will be horrified, and you will be glorified. There are two extremely crucial activities which every single person in the entire body of Christ has always been called to carry out from the time of Jesus' ascension back to the Father until he comes again. Those two assignments are not just for me and not just for apostles and not just for pastors and leaders, but these two assignments are to every born-again believer, and those are soul winning and prayer. Those two crucial ministries are actually the very foundation on which absolutely everything else in the church stands. They always have been and will continue to be until Jesus comes back for his church. They are the right hand and the left hand, so to speak, and both are needed to successfully be able to accomplish the central work that God has given to the body of Christ, to bring souls back into right relationship with God the Father by salvation through Jesus Christ, and to advance the kingdom of God throughout the entire earth. God's purpose will be fulfilled as the body of Christ carry out those two topics, those two activities, those two assignments. Today, I want to focus on the oftentimes neglected ministry of prayer and intercession. I believe that prayer is neglected because so many people believe that it is primarily the responsibility of church leadership, or it's only for those with a special anointing of intercessory prayer. But I submit to you today that prayer is not a tedious chore given to every born-again believer, but it is, in fact, an activity which properly, when it is properly understood, that we should find ourselves exercising not only with boldness and confidence, but with gladness. It is an honor when we can come into the presence of our Heavenly Father and fellowship with him, when we can become the vessels that God will use to accomplish his purpose in the earth. Let me read these words of scripture recorded concerning prayer. In 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 to 4, we find Apostle Paul saying, I exhort, therefore that first of all, supplications and prayers and intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved, and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. The Apostle Paul, I want you to notice, he says to Timothy, I exhort, which means pay close attention, because what I'm about to share with you is urgent and it's crucial and it's of the utmost priority. Then the apostle says, first, other words, before you take any other action, regardless of the situation at hand, there's a certain essential foundation that needs to be laid. In other words, Timothy, before you take even a single step in whatever you are about to do, whether it's something considered spiritual for God or just in your day-to-day living in general, you need to pray. Notice that we are about to begin with supplication, and that we are to begin with supplications or prayer or intercession and giving of thanks being made for all men, not just for those who are believers. So many times we feel that prayer is such a burden. So many times we feel it is such a task. It is such a chore. But I hope to bring some clarity today to our understanding of what prayer really truly is. In a way, the three words seem to almost have the same meaning, but there are some slight differences in the three forms of prayer that Paul mentions in this verse. Number one, he talks about supplication. That focuses on coming before God to present a request specifically for mercy. And most oftentimes, it is considered to be personal for us. We often come to God praying for mercy for our own self. That's supplication. And then there's the general type of prayer that we often think about, which is unspecified, occasion coming before God, acknowledging him, first of all, for who he is. And then we communicate something to him, and perhaps we wait for him to speak to us. Again, that is more focused on personal prayer. Supplication and general prayer are two types of prayer that are primarily personal. But today I want to talk a little bit about the third type of prayer, which is intercession. And that's coming before God with a petition on the behalf of someone else, thereby giving God a necessary access into that person's life and or situation. I want to read that again. Intercession is coming before God with a petition on behalf of someone else, thereby giving God a necessary access into that person's life and or situation. And if this world has ever at any time in history needed for the people of God to be seeking God on the behalf of this entire world, this is that time. Paul was not trying to give Timothy a lesson in grammar, no. Rather, he wanted Timothy to be able to have unhindered communication with our Heavenly Father, any and all types of situations, for whatever the need is, and no matter who it is for. But my primary focus in ministry is on intercession on the behalf of those who may not be able to pray for themselves, on the behalf of those who are even saved but will need prayer support, on the behalf of those who have not come to know the Lord yet, but who will at some time in their life ask God to bring them into a personal relationship. So I want to share today one fundamental understanding that is of utmost importance whenever we do come to make our petitions to God, whether for someone else or whether for ourselves. We must know for sure that it is absolutely acceptable to come before the throne of God. That may sound simple, but many of us struggle with a sense of insecurity about feeling worthy to even come into God's presence. That's why they oftentimes want to leave it up to the pastor or leave it up to church leaders to do it on their behalf, because many times the enemy makes us feel insecure about coming into the presence of God and making petitions for ourselves or for someone else. So first of all, we need to understand that it is absolutely acceptable to God. Can we know that we have the right to come? Amen. There is an understanding that we must have, first of all, of who God is to you, and then secondly, who you are to God. As a believer, if you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need to know that God is to you his Father. Who you are to God is his child. This needs to be as much of our consciousness and of our awareness as the very air that we breathe. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6 says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Notice that the word says accepted, meaning it has already been completed. Without this understanding, we will often be hindered, and even at times we'll be blocked in our prayer life and in our ability to do what God has called us to do. If you've received salvation through Jesus Christ, you are right now, presently, today, this moment, this second, you are totally reconciled and adopted by God, who is our Heavenly Father, with all the birthright of his full-blooded Son. Yes, you have every right, and you can confidently come before God the Father at any time, at any way, in any situation, in any position, in any circumstance. You can come at any time, and you don't have to do 40 Hail Marys and 15 minutes of confession to get yourself cleaned up each time you come to pray. You are already accepted in the Beloved, who is Jesus Christ, and that's continually. As believers, we are not a sinner saved by grace. I know we say that because it sounds humble. It sounds meek. It sounds like we are surrendering ourselves unto the hands and authority of God. But the Word of God does not say that we are sinners saved by grace. But rather, once you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are a blood-washed child and saint of the Most High God, who was a sinner, who still lives in a body with a soul that is prone to sin. Yes, we may fall. Yes, we may make mistakes. Yes, we will come short, but that is not who we truly are at this time in our lives. The identity you had is not who you currently are. We got to get that straight if we can come to God, so that we can come to God in boldness. My human spirit, which is who my true identity is born of God, is right now and forever completely holy, completely perfect, completely incorruptible and righteous. It is in full right standing with God, notwithstanding that we live in a body and that we have a soul that wars, where the warfare goes back and forth between the Spirit of God and our own flesh that wants to do what it wants to do. But that's not who we are. That's just our state. That's not our standing. Our standing is the child of the Most High God, who is our Heavenly Father. The Holy Spirit is sounding the alarm to the body of Christ universal throughout all the world to get back to the altar, even in our homes, for us to cry out and to intercede for all of humanity, for all of the world around us, so that our Heavenly Father can have access to intervene and interrupt in the earth realm based on his will and his purpose. But there's a war going on, because a big part of the challenge for many of us is just to be able to get our own selves straight, to get past our own selves and in our past our own sense of inferiority, to be able to allow the Father to use us as a prayer warrior, to use us as an intercessor, to use us as just an ordinary person who comes before the throne of God on the behalf of ourselves and somebody else, one who can bridge the gap between our Heavenly Father's will in heaven, already established in heaven. Part of the problem is we don't feel worthy. Truthfully, just in our flesh, we can never be worthy. But the scripture declares that in Christ we live, we move, and we have our being. We are right now, presently, totally accepted in the Beloved. When God the Father looks at you, when he looks at me as a believer, he looks at us through the eyes and through the person of Jesus Christ. That makes us totally acceptable to God. There is no ministry work. There is no mission work. There are no souls that can get saved and delivered. There are no healings, no strongholds broken, no miracles can go forth without intercession and prayer from the body of Christ. True intercession is God's necessary, hear me well, God's necessary passageway into the earth. That's necessary because God established a spiritual law from the very beginning. It is necessary. It's a passageway into the earth realm by which God of the access built by the authority and the cooperation of a human being. God established that when he said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27, give them dominion over the earth. Give them dominion over the earth. Amen. That was established before the first human being was ever created. And God has not changed his method or his purpose or his or the way that he does things. The more we read the Bible, we can see a pattern of how God has done things in the earth from the days of Adam and Eve until the present and foretold of in the future. God always does everything in the earth with a human involvement. For the sake of time, just let me remind you that in the book of Genesis, God gave dominion of the earth to mankind, and he will never take his word back. Isaiah says that God's word will not return void, but will prosper in the thing whereto he sent it. That's why the enemy uses every tactic in his arsenal to hinder us, to hinder you and I from making true intercession, because he knows that no real accomplishments and advancements for the kingdom of God can go forth in the earth without human cooperation. Prayer is the only actual bridge that gives authority and gives access from heaven to earth for God to manifest his will and to carry out his purpose. John Wesley said it like this: without God, man cannot, but without man, God will not. There's a new popular saying floating around through the earth, through the church world today: there's nothing that God can't do. But I come to tell you this morning, there's a crucial condition to that. There's a whole lot that God can't, there's nothing God can't do, but there's a whole lot that God won't do. And that's anything in the earth realm that he does not have access through a human to do. Why? Because God established that primary law when he gave dominion of the entire earth to humans. There is nowhere in the Bible where God ever took that dominion back. That's the crux of the whole matter, why Jesus had to come in human flesh, to take back the authority in the earth realm as a human and to reconnect us back to our relationship and our awareness and our position of sonship with God the Father, so that we could continue to do the work that God meant for mankind to do from the beginning. That's why we have to be in Jesus in order to give access to the will of God into the earth realm. The ministry of intercession and prayer is essential. It's essential on an ongoing basis. That's why Hebrews says that Jesus is our high priest who enables us to come boldly unto the throne of grace. And Romans 8 tells us that the Holy Spirit helps our infirmities by what? By making intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Holy Spirit prays through the believer to bring access from heaven into the earth to accomplish the will and the work of God. Early I talked about the need to get a clear revelation of who God is to you and who you are to God. God is our Father who is always at the ready to move on the prayers of intercession that come up to him. But what can hinder us from going boldly to our Father? In his book, Understanding the Purpose and Power of Prayer, Pastor Miles Monroe said this: although God is the creator, he has always emphasized that he is man's Father. It was not his desire to be primarily thought of as a deity or a consuming fire. God wants us to approach him as his child, as a child would to a loving father. Is he not your father, your creator, who made you and formed you in Deuteronomy 32:6? As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Psalm 103:13. Man was created out of the essence of God, yet is always dependent on God as his source, as his father. As human beings, we're not self-sufficient. I know we think we are. We like to think that we are in control of our destiny, but we cannot reveal God's image and likeness apart from a relationship with him as our father. One of the greatest weapons which the enemy uses to stop prayer and intercession through us is to draw our faux personal shortcomings. Every single time we start praying, he'll take your mind back to something that happened when you were 5 years old and you disobeyed and you did this wrong and you did that wrong. Last week, this time, you did this wrong. Yesterday, you did that wrong. But I come to tell you today, God is telling his people, walk with me in the relationship with which Jesus came to bring you back to me as a father to a son. God does not want us to come begging, feeling like that we are beneath. God does not want us to come feeling like we are under his feet. He wants us to come face to face with him in prayer, recognizing that we are coming before a loving father. You don't go to an earthly father and ask him for a dollar and expect that he's going to give you a nickel when he has $500 in his pocket. So many times we come to the throne of God and we just stand before God. Then we bow ourselves before him in our hearts with the false humility of saying, God, oh, God, I'm so sorry to come before you. God, I apologize. We are almost apologetic to come before God. But God is saying to us today, I need you to come with an understanding that I desire, it's my purpose, my plan to bless. It's my purpose and my plan to deliver, to set free, to heal, to bring people up and out of every situation and circumstance. But the weapons that the enemy uses against us to stop us from praying freely and interceding is to make us focus on our own selves. I'm going to give you just an example. If you only have 15 minutes to pray, the enemy wants to have you spend 12 minutes of it repenting. And the other area is he wants you to spend a lot of time in praising. Now, don't get me wrong. Please just stay with me for a few minutes. Don't turn me off. Usually the sense of needing to repent continually for most of your prayer time, earthly time you pray, is from a sense of condemnation, a device from the enemy meant to distract you from what the Holy Spirit wants you to really be praying about. Instead of repenting and receiving forgiveness quickly and moving on to the real issues or persons that Father has called you to pray about right now, if the Father calls a person's name out to you, if he calls your attention to something on the TV, on the news about a person or a situation, it doesn't have to be somebody in your family, somebody that you know. It can be somebody across on the other side of the world. If God calls it to your attention to pray, don't spend all of your prayer time repenting for yourself. Say, God, forgive me for any sin that I have committed by word, action, or deed. I receive the blood of Jesus Christ for forgiveness for my sins, and I thank you for forgiveness. And now, Father, I intercede, I pray on the behalf of whatever this situation that God has put it on your heart. Now, don't y'all get mad with me for what I'm about to say, but it's the truth anyhow. One other tactic and distraction that when God calls us to pray, when God calls us to intercede for someone or something else, believe it or not, one of the distractions is a habit of spending a lot of our time, of prayer time, in praise. We'll spend 12 minutes out of the 15 minutes praising and edifying ourselves because that's what praise does. While God is waiting for you to provide him access, while we're spending that particular time, I'm not saying that praise is wrong. Don't get it twisted and misunderstand what I'm saying. When God has called you to pray and intercede for a particular situation, it's because he needs access at that time and at that moment. He needs you to give him access by your authority as a human in the earth so that God can access the situation and turn things around. The enemy will use that as a way to keep us off focus of what God really wants you to be interceding for while God is standing there waiting for the needed access into the earth realm. I promise you, we will not backslide if we spend a smaller portion of our prayer time in repenting and praise and a greater portion of our prayer time interceding for others. There will be other times when we can spend personal time praising and worshiping corporately and individually, praising and worshiping God. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when it's time for prayer. It is not time to spend most of your time repenting and praising. It's time to call upon God. for the behalf of the situations, whether for yourself or somebody else. To right now, today, there is the sound of a wailing for intercession by the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is calling upon people who know the Lord, people who are in relationship with the Lord, who will take time to pray and take time to intercede for others, not only for our own homes, but for communities, for cities, for countries and nations all throughout the earth. As the enemy rages more and more and more, causing more young people bound in the occult, wickedness and sickness and broken bodies and broken marriages and broken families and every other calamity in the earth, God is calling every believer to be in access, to join with other believers throughout the earth, giving an access, giving a pathway for God's purpose and his plan to come forth and to manifest. God wants to intervene in situations globally, locally, and personally. That's why we hear more and more pastors and leaders calling for the churches to go back to fasting and praying, even to all-night prayers like we used to do. There is a resounding call that is going out to the church world from the God of heaven for whosoever will to stand in the gap and to intercede for all who need to be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. As Paul said to Timothy, for this is the good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. We are children of the Most High God. Peter said it like this, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. God needs to hear from us. God cannot do what he wills to do in the earth without the cooperation of human beings. God did not just call us. He did not create us to just be servants. He already had thousands of angels who were called just to be servants. God called us to be in relationship with him and say, I invite you today, begin to look at how you view yourself in terms of relationship with God, your Father, when you come before him in prayer. A king, I don't care how high authority a king is, his child will not come to him as the king. He'll come to him as my Father. And so we have to turn our mind, our focus, change our way of thinking, that we need to come before God like that woman that came and said, Lord, just give me the crumbs from the master's table. No, 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 no. That's not who God has called his people to be. If you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, it's not a problem because God is standing there waiting for you to just repent and ask from your sins. Accept the fact that Jesus Christ died for your sins, and God readily accepts you. And in the spur of a moment, the Lord will accept your prayer and send you eternal life and cause you, your inner person, your spirit man, to be born of him. And then you will be in right relationship with God and can come boldly before the throne of God at any time. I pray that my words will encourage you this morning. There's so much more that could be said about prayer. And I encourage you, if you, I mentioned Miles Monroe's book, The Purpose and Power of Prayer. I encourage you to, that's one of the thousands of books that's out there, but that's one that is so powerful in his teaching about right relationship and right understanding of our relationship with God the Father in terms of prayer. And so we thank God this morning for this opportunity, Apostle. I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you in your work for the Lord, and I thank you for this opportunity and platform to have shared with your audience. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. The ministry of prayer and intercession, my God, my type of preacher, amen, amen, straight from the word, amen, plain, powerful. Amen. And to God be all the praise, glory, and honor, and how the Holy Spirit broke that down on today. God being needing a necessary passageway glory be to God, access into the earth realm through a human being. Amen. Oh, my God, the prayer of intercession. Amen and amen. God bless you, Dr. Vicky. Amen. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I know you as a publisher because you published my first book, From Poverty to Prosperity. Amen. And I definitely know you as a prayer intercessor. How daily you are reaching out to a group of intercessors with all the necessary prayer requests going on in the community. And so I thank you for that. Glory be to God. But I didn't know all this other stuff about you. Amen. And I'm telling you, we have so much in common. And I just thank God for your multi gifts. Amen. You have multiple gifts and you're using them all for God's kingdom. Amen. The will of God for the glory of God. And it's just a blessing. Amen. So come on back. Amen. Glory be to God. You sort of gave the altar call. Amen. Maybe we can officially, you know, just put a little altar call out there in case someone is listening and you have never received Jesus Christ in the, as your Lord and Savior. And then a pastor, I call you Pastor Vicky, but that's what I'm accustomed to calling you. Amen. And if you have any ministry announcements, personal announcements, anything you would like to share with our listening audience on today, please come back and feel free to do so.
Amen. Amen. You want me to do that now?
Yeah, the floor is yours.
Oh, I'm sorry for the hesitation. Thank you. As you mentioned, I do book publishing for other authors as well, and that's a part of a ministry for me to help people, especially not to have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars to have their books published. So, I do have a website if anyone's interested in going there. It is through my pen name of September Summer. And it's www.september-summer.com, www.september-summer.com. And I just thank the Lord for this opportunity this morning. And that's it. I'm going to turn it back to you, Apostle.
And if anyone desired to have you to come and maybe speak on their platform, their cell group, their ministry, amen, in one of their services, how do you suggest that they contact you?
I can be contacted at area code 215-806-0048, area code 215-806-0048. And I can also be contacted by email at V as in Victory, Warner, W-A-R-N-E-R, 02 at gmail.com. V, Warner, 02 at gmail.com.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. This is a very, very powerful message, very plain. Amen. And so we want to thank God. This is a message to be shared over and over and over and over again. And you can come back, anyone listening, you can come back in our archives and listen to it over and over, share it. And we'll also be posting it on all of our social media platforms, the ministry of prayer and intercession, and hopefully that will cause you to take it up a notch, amen, and just get closer to the Lord in prayer. No prayer, no power, little prayer, little power, much prayer, much power. And if you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins, we behoove you. Please do not wait another day, another moment. Amen. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Amen. You shall be saved. It's not the end. It's the beginning. Glory be to God. But you're born again into his kingdom. And if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. Amen. This concludes our service for today here at the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We invite you to meet us 5 a.m. in the morning at the morning altar on all the social media platforms. Then back on this same platform at 6
a.m. every morning for a spiritual breakfast for champions. Amen. We also have a prayer altar. We call it the Power Line, where we meet 5 days a week, Monday through Fridays at 12 noon and then back at 9 p.m. We invite you to call in. Give us your prayer request. We'll pray with you, pray for you. Amen. Every other Friday night at 9 o'clock, we have our Friday night praise party where we come, amen, to lift up the name of Jesus. And all that is done via conference, amen, because there's no party like a Holy Ghost party, because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. Wednesday night at 8 p.m., amen, is our Wednesday night Bible studies on YouTube, youtube.com/ Dr. Alfreda B. Amen. We also have spiritual warfare training in a vast other ministries, amen. So again, visit our website, glory be to God, at lifewordjesus.org. While you're there, glory be to God, we ask that you would sow a seed, amen, into the soil of this ministry, amen. Why? Because it's good soil, amen. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry, and we want to thank God, amen, for your faithful giving and sowing. And we pray that God will return back to you your heart's desire with 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold return. You can sow right straight directly at our website at lifewordjesus.org. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. You can also give PayPal to PayPal at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. In either case, let us please hear from you. We want to pray for you, pray with you, because as you already heard through the powerful message that came forth on today, the necessity of prayer intercession, and we are prayer intercessors. And so is our pastor, Vicky. Amen. So God bless each and every one of you. Father God, we thank you for this wonderful service today. We thank you for the powerful message that our pastor, Vicky, brought forth today on the ministry of prayer, supplication, and intercession. Father God, we thank you for the anointing upon her life. We thank you for her willingness to serve. We thank you, Father God, for her simplicity and delivery. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for who she is and who she is becoming and the work that you have given her to do. And she serves you faithfully, Father. And we say thank you for her. Bless her ministry. Bless her, Father. Make her a household name that everybody will know who she is and what she does, Father. Reward her for her faithfulness, Father. In the name of Jesus, you said a faithful woman shall abound with blessings, Father. Yes. And so we pray for the abounding blessing to be manifested in and through her life. Thank you for all of our listeners today, Father. Anyone who do not know you that have given their life to you today, we thank you for them. Anybody still thinking about it, help them not to think too much longer, Father. We want to say thank you, Father, that we are encouraged through the word, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Bless, Father God, any money that has been sown into the soil of the ministry today, and Father, and we ask that you would bless the money, Father, the sender and the money for the purpose, and may it be used for the purposes in which it was received. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, and by the Spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. Amen. It cannot and will not and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen and amen. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. And to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. And the church said amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Pastor Vicky, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for serving. Amen.
God bless.
Thank you. Everybody under the sound of my voice,
Have an awesome, awesome day. Wonderful afternoon. Meet us back here tomorrow morning. Amen. Lord's willing. God bless you.
Come on, make some noise here. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. This song is to nations. This song is to the world. I'm so loud. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. Come on.
I'm so loud.
My mind.
My mind is made up.
Come on, let's make one big choir. Come on.
Jesus paid the price, now I'm free from
sin.